He says, Troy, you're not going to believe this. From what I understand, the government somehow has some kind of technology where they, I guess an individual could go from one place to another place, pick up an object and supposedly bring it back. He called me and told me this on the phone and I was blown away.
We're talking about the Ingersoll Lockwood book trilogy with the Baron Trump Chronicles. And that is really where a lot of this whole time travel connecting to your story is with this. So, Troy, tell us a little bit about your understanding of time travel.
Yeah, so in these 1890 novels by Ingersoll Lockwood, the Baron Trump collection, the little boy, Baron Trump, lives in Castle Trump on Fifth Avenue in New York City, where Trump Tower now stands today, 130 years later. He's guided by Don, the master of all masters, and they go on time-traveling adventures or children's fantasy novels. And so it's really caught the public's attention. This video just last week out got over two million views. And so people are curious about this topic of time travel. So there's this very interesting story in the Bible about the Mount of Transfiguration. So as you recall, you know, Jesus is there. He's shining with the glory of God. And then he's joined by Moses and Elijah. And so the question that some Bible scholars have asked is, did he bring Moses and Elijah from heaven to the Mount of Transfiguration, or did he bring them from the past to, 30 AD or so? You know, because if you remember, Moses was on Mount Sinai. He was getting the Ten Commandments from God. And when he came down the mountain, he was shining so brightly with the glory of God, they had to put a veil on his face. And if you remember about the story of Elijah in the cave, maybe something sort of similar. So we know God's outside of time and space, but we don't know exactly how these things happen and how he, does things. And there's a number of curious stories throughout the Bible that are somewhat similar to this. So it's an intriguing question.
Yeah. So we haven't talked about this before, but I'm just kind of curious, in your study of this, what other stories in literature incorporate time travel? Is there anybody before Ingersoll Lockwood that would have used this concept?
Well, of course, there's a very famous book by H.G. Wells, The Time Traveler. You might have seen some of those movies or read that book when you're a child. So this has been an intriguing topic of interest for quite some time. And, of course, everybody remember Back to the Future and, Michael J. Fox, he gets in the DeLorean and dials it back and you can go forward and backward in time. But, is something like that really possible? And so, there's actually a professor at Princeton wrote a book called Time Travelers in Einstein Universe. Einstein believed this might be possible. So did Nikola Tesla, the famous inventor we talk about in the Trump Code. And if you look at the scientific literature, there's actually been a lot of study into this. People are trying to find out, is this really possible? And then, in fact, the Sun newspaper, Britain's largest newspaper, they filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the federal government as part of the congressional UAP hearings, these UFO hearings on Capitol Hill. And they fought a four-year legal fight, and the Defense Intelligence Agency came back, released documents, and said that the government believes time travel may be possible. It could explain how these UAPs are getting here through wormholes, quantum physics. So it's all a very intriguing topic.
Yeah, it is very interesting because there's so many things that we just don't understand. There's so many oddities that happen in the world, whether it be through, potential portals opening up and other dimensional beings coming through that, or whether it's time travel or intercosmic, interstellar travel, things like that. There's a lot of questions that we have because the world is big, the universe is bigger, and there's so much that we don't know. With this book, the Trump Code, you've gotten some feedback from people that have read it that have some inside information into these topics. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, this is probably one of the most surprising phone calls I've ever gotten. Is a friend of mine who's very reliable, and he has friends at the CIA and the NSA. He read the Trump Code, and he called me last weekend. He says, Troy, you're not going to believe this. He goes, from what I understand, the government somehow has some kind of technology where they, I guess an individual could go from one place to another place, pick up an object and supposedly bring it back. He called me and told me this on the phone, and I was blown away. I don't know if that's really the case or not, but that's what he said, and it was quite a phone call.
So if that is the case, what do you think the government would be using that for?
Well, we do know that the intelligence agencies engage in remote viewing. And it seems sort of occultic in nature where they can, somehow peer, through, I guess, space and spy. you know, there's some kind of spying intelligence gathering apparatus to this. So, you know, the Bible's full of all these different things about, you know, sorcery and magicians and that kind of thing. And the, you know, of course, God warns against this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so is the government employing some of these tactics? It sounds like they probably are. So that's, you know, could be part of this.
I mean, I've heard of, and I've actually watched the documentary Third Eye Spies, which is really explains about the occult psychic medium viewers that are use those tactics to spy on the enemies. But I know that if there is a counterfeit, then there is a real. So what do you think God's answer is to these things or the real versus the counterfeit?
Well, yeah, so that's what the devil always does. He has a counterfeit of God's real gifts. So, you know, the Bible tells us there are prophetic gifts, the gifts of discernment, gifts of healing, gifts of faith, all these, gifts of the Spirit. And so, you know, God bestows these gifts to us. And as believers, as we draw close to the Holy Spirit, we can watch the miraculous hand of God in our lives, throughout the Bible. About a Bible, third of the Bible is prophetic in nature. And God showed all these prophets, you know, from Moses to Elijah to Ezekiel and Isaiah, all the way up to Apostle John. He showed in the future. And Bible scholars tell me that about 2,000 of the Bible's 2,500 prophecies have been fulfilled in exacting detail. So it stands to reason that the rest of these prophecies about the second coming will come true too. So these are the real gifts. And if you draw close to the Lord, you study the Bible, you'll see the miraculous hand of God in your life. And he'll use these different gifts that we have in incredible ways.
Yeah. So, Troy, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to give us kind of an update on some of the things that have happened since this book has gone public, and just interesting topics based off of our world today and how this book helps us kind of understand from a spiritual light, from a historical light, and maybe even a prophetic light from what happened in the Ingersoll Lockwood books. So, Troy, thank you so much for being here today on Charisma.